News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
Irish Water's hosepipe ban and restrictions remain in place this morning as the country continues to bask in wonderful sunshine. But yesterday on the programme, we heard from analyst Emma Kennedy, who said that the current water shortages could have been avoided.
The key issue is the fact that for every litre of water that's actually used by businesses and households, Irish Water has to put 2 litres into the system because it has to counteract the fact that there's 50% leakage across Ireland, and that's just on the distribution side. That's not even including any customer leakage. This is driven by decades of underinvestment. This is a direct result of poor investment decisions by those who are running the water supply.
Gerry Grant, Managing Director of Irish Water, what's your response to that?
Good morning, Paul. Well, I suppose we are currently going through a drought situation, which we can expect to find every maybe 10 or 20 years. And obviously, our infrastructure has to be fit for dealing with that, as well as dealing with freeze situations and the normal, you know, variations day-to-day in water and sewage demand. The reality is we have an infrastructure that's been put in place over the last 100 years. Irish Water is only around for four. We have been replacing pipes at a rate that hasn't been ever done before. And we are making an investment level at the moment that has never been done before. But we have a huge amount of work to do.
Okay, you're talking about investment at the moment. What's your investment at the moment?
We'll hit €650 million this year. And over the next 10 years, the National Development Plan provides for €8.8 billion, which I would say, relatively speaking, is the highest spending on water in any country in the world.
And will that bring us? Will that bring us up to, Gerry, will that give us a world-class water infrastructure?
No, it won't. But it will give us a substantial improvement from where we are, and it will mirror the best improvements of, for example, the British water industry over the last 25 years. We are coming perhaps 20 years behind what you typically find in a British water utility. We currently in the Greater Dublin area have 37%, not 57%, 37% public side leakage. That's far higher than in any British water utility at the moment. But in Scotland, it's still close to 30%. And the average across Britain is about 25%. There is a massive amount of work to be done through straight find and fix activity, the ordinary graft of going out, finding leaks and fixing them every day, and then replacing targeted mains on the basis of those that are failing regularly. We have 1,000 bursts a month in our system. That means pipes that fail and cause outages to customers across the country.
One of the most dramatic outages we've ever seen, I think, would be fair to say, and I'm just running by you. Was it in Killarney at the weekend? Biblical sort of flood engulfed the whole town in the midst of a water ban. What happened there, by the way? What caused that?
Again, another burst in an AC pipe. And you know what?
That must have been a huge amount of water, but a huge explosion.
It is, but in leakage terms, bursts are not the issue. Thousands of leaks on the system across Killarney and Tralee would have far more impact on leakage. The reality, though, is we have asbestos pipes laid in the 1960s and 70s. We have them in Killarney, Tralee, we have them in Limerick, we have them in Louth, Meath, all across the country, in fact, large diameter pipes. And when they fail dramatically. We had that particular system had a burst about 2 years ago, again, just up the road. We've seen the ones in Louth. We had a bad one in Navan about 12 months ago. The reality is we have to deal with those, and we've had a couple in Limerick, in fact, that have flooded properties as well.
So is it a case that your strategy is that you have to continue catching up with these and repairing them as they blow up, or is it that you are aware of where they are and are trying to get to them before they do crack and break?
In terms of those larger pipes, it's a question of trying to categorise them in terms of critical pipes. You have to respond to a burst when it happens and deal with it and fix it. And I have to say, by the way, Kerry County Council and our own staff have been out for 2 nights solid dealing with the fallout of that burst in Killarney. It's just about stable this morning, and I'm glad to say that the supply is back in Killarney and Tralee and the area in between, but only just this morning after 48 hours of really, really hard work by crews on the ground, as I said, day and night. And that is the reality. You have to fix the pipe and you deal with it. Now, at the same time, then you track and monitor where these bursts are happening. And obviously, where repeat bursts are likely or where the impact is very severe. For example, in the town of Killarney, we'll have to look to see, can we schedule a replacement of a critical section where, you know, risk to property and even risk to life could potentially arise. But again, you know, hugely expensive work, massively expensive work, has to be planned very carefully. If you have to do work like that in a town area, it has huge disruptive effects. And as I said, it costs an awful lot of money.
Okay, Gerry, let's go.
But it's part of the programme.
Okay, let's go to the current situation. The hosepipe ban is in place and the Greater Dublin area as we speak. As efforts to conserve water during the, you know, where it next? Are you going to extend the hose pipe ban across the country, or where?
The situation at the moment is that, and it's now settling down, I think, into a pattern that's fairly predictable. So all of those schemes in the Midlands and South that depend on shallow groundwater sources, where they're competing with irrigation, or the smaller rivers where the flows are just falling away, are under pressure, where demand is up and the available water is dropping. So places like Laois, Kilkenny, parts of County Limerick, parts of County Rural Kerry, parts of Waterford, East and West Galway, places like that are going to see hosepipe bans and restrictions on supply where we have to. Athlone Town, on the other hand, is a production problem. We simply can't produce enough water in Athlone because the plant is marginal, and that will be on watch, certainly, and restrictions from time to time.
And Gerry, how long will that go on for?
My expectation now is that this is likely to go on right into September, because the kind of drought that we're seeing at the moment shows a serious deficit in groundwater levels. That means that obviously early rainfalls, unless we get torrential rainfalls in August, which we sometimes do, you know, we will see a very slow recovery, especially in groundwater sources where recharge takes a lot of time.
So we could be looking at
a very dry autumn.
What do we need? What would we need? Just to explain it to the average uneducated ear, what do we need to happen to fill up our reservoirs?
Well, basically,
apart from just rain, and I know it's a stupid question, but what happens?
You need is sustained rain over a lengthy period of time. You need sustained rain. I mean, the first 300 millimetres of rainfall, 400 millimetres of rainfall now, depending on how it falls, will be soaked up by the ground and be taken up by the roots of plants and used for what's called transpiration. Then you gradually start to replenish, the surface, the rivers and so on. But groundwater, fills up much more slowly. So recharge of groundwater will take a long time. And ultimately, we need a decent rainfall over the winter, for example, to be sure that we can come into next year with our water supplies in good shape. If you go back to 1975-76, a dry summer was followed by a dry winter, which meant that 1976 was the most critical year on record. Now, this year isn't far behind it because it's been very dry since the snowfall in early March.
So, Gerry, be fair to say that you're down on your knees praying for rain up there in Irish Water at the moment, are you?
Well, I think we're more particularly hoping that people will manage, the supply, because if you take the Greater Dublin area, for example, it's hanging off the Paula Fuca Reservoir, which is a magnificent resource. Mm. But we're tracking the rate at which that's dropping by the day. It's mirroring 1976.
What way is Vartry at the moment, by the way?
Vartry's okay because we haven't been able to produce the water in Vartry in the spring because of algae. So Vartry is actually all right, but Vartry is a very small proportion now of the Dublin water supply. We take 40% of the total Liffey water of annual flow in the river, which is an enormous dependence on a single river. So with the levels falling in Paula Fuca, we can see just how critical the Dublin situation is. And the danger is, if we don't get significant rainfalls in August and September, the difficulty would be that we mightn't be able to produce all the water that our plants need to produce, and therefore we would actually be restricting across the Dublin area, and that would be the nightmare scenario later on this year. So that's why we really do have, I can't emphasise enough, the Shannon scheme, whatever people's thoughts are on it, unless we get it delivered in the next 7 or 8 years, we have a very serious situation across the Greater Dublin area and the Midlands.
Well, Gerry Grant, Managing Director of Irish Water, we wish you well, and we do understand that you're facing a very challenging situation and your people are doing the best they possibly can, and you keep up the good work, and we'll probably be talking to you again tomorrow the way things are going. Thank you.